Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Figure it out, get it done, close out the ball game.
Yeah.
Anything better than a big league save?
No, nothing. Honestly, any win in the big leagues is great. Like, it's a hard thing to do is win a baseball game up here, and it feels good to get it done.
This team, for the most part, all year, it's always been next man up, pick each other up. When the game gets tied, and you know that Edwin's probably not going to get back out there, what do you have to do to get yourself ready to go, knowing that a couple of minutes ago, you probably weren't going to have gotten into the game?
You just stay ready. I think that's the thing is, like, you prepare to play no matter what, and if your name doesn't get called, you can shut it down when the game's over. You just stay locked in and be prepared to play no matter what, and, yeah, you don't have to get ready if you just stay ready.
You're working with Louis there. I saw you guys kind of exchanging pleasantries just now. What's the relationship like with these guys, with the catchers, late in games like this? Because it seems like you guys are really clicking.
Yeah, it means a lot because, I mean, they see a lot of things that, like, up close that, like, we can't see from the bullpen. So, like, they're our eyes and ears, like, in the moment. So, like, when they give a suggestion, it's like, it may be something that, like, I may not think in the moment is where I want to go, but they have 9 innings worth or 8 innings worth of experience in the game and seeing swings and reading things to kind of give me guidance. So I think for the most part, we know that they do their homework and we know that they're prepared and they're really smart back there. So it's a lot easier to trust them when you know that they got the right ideas.
Ryan, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Okay, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.